All right, today is Daf Lamed Hey. This is Wednesday's Daf. We left off yesterday's Daf after introducing Rav Huna. Rav Huna gave us a chiddush, a rule. At any time, a shomer can claim that he doesn't have it in a way that would pater him. He additionally needs to make a shvuah she'ena b'rishusai, because we're chayshed that maybe the shomer thought to himself, you know what, I just want to buy this thing. So I'll claim it was stolen, I'll pay for it, and because of that fear, we make him make a shvuah that it's not b'rishusai, that he no longer has the pikadon itself. So the Gemara brought the Mishnah in Shavuos, which gave us four cases. They were all basically the same kind of case of a malva who was holding onto the leva's mashkin but lost the mashkin. And now the question is, if the value of the mashkin exceeded the amount of the loan, now the malva owes money back to the leva. And likewise, if the mashkin did not reach the value of the loan, so then that mashkin gets subtracted from the value of the loan. And the dominant issue over there is whether or not it's a kafar b'koil or if it's a maida b'miktsas, because as we know, a maida b'miktsas is chayav shvua d'oraisa. All right, so we had four cases. And in cases number two and number four, where you're chayav shvua, now the Gemara asks, ahai. So this mission in Shavuos ends off with who's the one who makes the shvua about how much money was that mashkin worth? It's whoever's holding onto the mashkin, which is always the malva. Why does he do that? Because we're afraid the leiva is going to make a shvua. The malva will produce the pikadain, and that would be terrible. Why is it so terrible? Rashi says because it will passel the leiva now. The leiva becomes branded as a liar, and now he'll be passel liedis. The Rach, the Rabbeinu Chananel, coming up on Amud Aleph, doesn't like that, since when do we start caring about people who are liars? He says he's afraid of Bezin being involved in a shvua's shove. But either way, we're afraid of that result of the malva producing the pikadon, yielding this false shvua now. So now we're nine lines from the bottom on Amud Beis. Ahai. Which one of the four cases is that end of the Mishnah talking about? Ilei Masefa, if it's talking about the final case, where it's the leiva who claims like he wants more money, which we're calling the Seifa. But typically, the shvua gabe malvahi. Let the Tana just simply say that the malva has to make a shvua because the hakam ha'idi mikdas ha'taina. I mean, why would the Tana have to say that we're mechayev of the malva to make a shvua in order to prevent the leiva from making a false shvua? Just say it's also ma'idi b'miktas. Ela amar Shmuel, Aresha. It's going on the first part of the Aresha, where it's the Malva who's demanding his money. So my Aresha, what is it meant by the Aresha? Because Lachar, in the first case of the Mishnah, there is no Chi of Shvu at all. It must be the second case in the Mishnah. And that's what the Gemara says. It's a Seifa d'Aresha. It's the end of the beginning, which is case number two. What's the case? Sela hilvi sicha olav, shekel hayashave. The amount of value of the Mashkin was a shekel, which is half of the Sela. V'halomer loy ki ela sela hilvi sani olav. The Leiva counters the Malva, saying the Mashkin was worth the same amount as the actual loan itself. V'halomer. And the leiva says, "Loiki ela sela hilvi sonia love." It's true that I did borrow a sela shleisha dinar in hayashava, and it was worth 3 dinar, and I only owe you 1 dinar. So in that case, the leiva is going to be chayev to make a shvua that the actual mashkin was worth so much to shvua legabe leivahu, because really the shvua is to be made by the leiva because he's the one who's being made to be miktsas. The omer rabbanan lishtava malva, and now Chazal switched the shvua from the leiva to the malva to say that the mashkin was only a shekel, which is what the malva is saying, and therefore he can still collect on the shekel that he holds that the leiva still owes him. Why is that? Because of what the Tana says, of Shemi Yeshav is Avi Yeti Allah Sepikadein, because of that fear. So that's how we're learning the Mishnah that's going on the Sefer Dereisha, and we're switching the Shvua to the Malva. Now, finally, we're ready to ask our Kasha on Rav Huna from this Mishnah. V'im, moving over to Amud Aleph, Isa Lidur Rav Huna, for Rav Huna is really right, that we make the guy make a Shvua to say that it's Ein Bershusai, Kivin Mishtaba Malva Shein Bershusai, Hechi Motzi Mapakla. If you're telling me that he's making a Shvua that's not in my Rishus, and how could he later produce it, which would then disqualify the Leva's Shvua, making him into a liar? Why would that even be a Shash. He doesn't have it by him. He just made a shvua that's not by him. So the Gemara is going to give us three different terutzim. Amar Rava, or maybe it's Rabba according to the different girsa. Sheyesh Edim Shenisrafa. We're talking about where the Leiva's shvua goes to the Malva in a case where we didn't have to worry that maybe he was going to produce it later because we have Edim that it was destroyed. So the only reason we're making the Malva make a shvua is because we don't want to ruin the potential shvua of the Leiva. Ihachi Frek the Gemara, if you're telling me that Edim saw that it was destroyed, Mehecha Maisila. So then what are you ever worried about? The Malva can never produce the Mashkin anyway. Elomar of Yosef. So therefore, it is possible that he could produce the mashkin at a later date, and therefore be soiser the shvua of the leiva. So saif saif mehecha maisila. Where's he going to get it from? Lemaisa, if he says it was stolen, Teretz is detarachu maisila. The malva might go ahead, hire a private investigator, find the actual stolen object, and therefore bring it forth and ruin the shvua of the leiva. So yachi ki mishtaba malva nami litrach leiva of laisi. Why aren't we worried the other way that maybe the leiva will go ahead and be matriach and find it afterwards, and then he'll make the malva shvua into a false shvua, which the Gemara makes a chilek. I'm a malva yoda man ka'ayel v'nafik bebeisei. There's more of a svar to say that a malva who might know who goes in and out of his own house, but also v'tarach ha'maisila, he'll go figure out who the ganef was and he'll get back the object. Ela leiva mi yoda man ayel v'nafik bebeisei de malva, he wouldn't know who goes in and out of the house, and therefore we're not really chayshish that he'll ever find the pikadain. Abaya omra, that really that rule about the chshash of the false shvua is negate to every case, because of gzeira shem yitain v'yomer le achar shvua mitzasiha. We're afraid that the malva will say to the leiva, I found the mashkain after after I took the shvua that it was shalei b'rshusi. So really, you're making a shvua shalei b'rshusi, but afterwards we're afraid you're going to find Ravashi Yomer, another mahalach, zen nishba v'zen nishba. The Emes says both the malva and the leva are making shvuas. Zen nishba shein b'rshusi, like Rav Huna's halacha, v'zen nishba kama havashava, which was the issue of the mishnah and shvuas. How much was the mashkin worth? V'achi kamer mi nishba tchila. The issue isn't if a certain person should make a shvua; it's who does it first. What's the order of events? Malva nishba tchila. Shemi yeshava zev yeti halah asapikadein. Who should make the shvua first? Let's do the malva, because that way we won't have the problem of the leva making a shvua and then the malva showing it to be a false shvuas shav. Rav Huna bar Tachlifa mishmei de Rava amar reishit de seifa tiyoftel le Rav Huna. Zok Rav Huna bar Tachlifa b'shem Rava that the reishit de seifa, meaning the first of those last two cases of the Mishnah, is a pircha on Rav Huna. What's the case? The reishit de seifa is sela hilvisani alav shtayim hayashave loy ki ela sela hilvisicha alav sela hayashave. The leva claims he still owe me a sela, but the malva says no, because of the value of the mashkin wasn't worth anymore, therefore it cancels itself out, and I don't owe you anything. So in that case, putter, the malva is going to be putter for making a shvua because he was not a mitzvah of mikzas. Frek the Gemara, v'misa l'liter Rav Huna. So migud mishtab malva shein b'rshusai, because Rav Huna says you always have to make a shvua that's in b'rshusai. L'shtav inami al gilgul shvua kama have shava. There should now be an act. There should now be the gilgul shvua of nach make a shvua, even though that's not mitzvah of mikzas, because of the fact that you already have to make the shvua of Rav Huna. And for the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, mritza l'shmaitza kamei de Rav Huna v'amar li tehei b'ma minai. We're talking about a case where the leiva trusted the malva when he said that it was ein b'rshusai, and therefore he's not mechuyev to make a shvua in that case, and it won't be a gilgul shvua like Rav Huna. Frek the Gemara v'nehamne leiva l'malva. Why can't the leiva also trust the malva? Nami b'hokama have shava legabe how much it's actually worth. How much is the mashkin? Remember, that was the whole issue in the Mishnah and Shavuos. How much is the mashkin worth? So if we're saying it's already a case of heima amina, why won't he also trust him to know how much it's worth, even when there's a meiva mektsas? Which the Gemara answers like kim lebegave. The leiva will assume the malva doesn't know how much the mashkin is worth. Remember, it's the leiva's property. It's being housed in the house of the malva, but the malva wouldn't really know the value of it. Frek the Gemara v'nehamne malva l'leiva. Let the malva trust the leiva legabe the value of it. Frek the Gemara v'nehamne malva l'leiva. Let the malva trust the leiva to kim lebegave, because the leiva knows how much it's worth. Which the Gemara says, you know, there's another svar of why the malva won't trust the leiva. Le mehemen le. You don't trust the leiva. Umayishna leiva de mehemen le la malva. Umayishna malva de le mehemen le la leiva. Why does the trust only work in one direction? Why does the leiva trust the wealthier malva, but the malva doesn't trust the poorer leiva? Because leiva mekayim leiva milva. The leiva trusts the malva because tumas yisharim tenachem, and malva mekayim leiva leiva because selef begaidim yishadim. Which basically means that the Rebbeinu Shlom rewards the trustworthy people with the wealth and takes away the money from the dishonest people. So if a guy has money, that naturally would mean that he is a trustworthy person, and therefore it's easier to trust him, and vice versa the other way. This, of course, is a difficult thing to understand, but the Gemara's Me'ed, that is the psychology. Hu gavrid akvid kipi gabe chavre. There was somebody who gave some jewelry to his chavre as pikadin. Amarle havli kipi, told him, give me back these earrings or whatever jewelry it was. Amarle, the shomer said, lo yadana hechi yais vinu. I'm acknowledging that I have them, but I just don't remember where I put them. Also, lekamedra of Nachman. What's going to be the halacha? Amarle, Rav Nachman said, kol do lo yadana pshiusihi. If you say, I don't know where something is, that is a din of pshia. And zil shalom, therefore you got to pay for the jewelry. So before we go weiter on this idea that kol lo yadana pshiusahi, there's an interesting machlekes between the Ritva and the Meiri. The Ritva says, if I say I don't remember where I put it, but I know for a fact I put it in a makom meshomer, I just don't remember where that makom meshomer is, doesn't matter, that's still called a pshia. You still don't know. The Meiri argues though. Meiri says, no, it depends. If you remember you put it in a safe place, I just don't know where it is practically, that's not called a pshia. The Acharonim explained it might be considered, where is the maisa pshia? Is it at the time when I got it, or at the time when I remembered or forgot it? But I'll call upon him. In this case, Rav Nachman paskin that it was certainly a pshia, and therefore he has to pay. Now, what happened was, this shimer didn't pay, loy shilim. He didn't pay, even though he was told to pay. So, ozol Rav Nachman, agve le apande mine. So Rav Nachman went to seize his property. He took his house from him. L'soif ishtakach kipi. Eventually, they found the missing jewelry. But viyakor. But now, that jewelry went up in value. The shimer has given up his house. So you'd think, let's just call it a day, but now these pieces of jewelry are worth a lot. So Omer of Nachman, Hadri Kipi Lamarai, you have to actually give them back. Switch it back. Give him his jewelry and you take back your house. Hadra Panda Lamara. So Omer Rava, Havei Yasivna Kamedra of Nachman. One time I was buyer of Nachman. Pirkan Amafkid Havei. They were learning Perak Amafkid, just like we are. For Amri Le, and I said to him, I, Rava, said to Rav Nachman, Shilim Vele Ratzali Shava, the Mishnah said, if the Shomer doesn't want to actually make the Shua and he can pay for it, he gets that kefil, right? He can be Mak Nekfele. So Lacher, why is the same thing here also? The Shomer paid the Apanda. So why doesn't he get to have that appreciated value of the jewelry since he paid for it? It's just like the Machnek Fela. V'leah Hadrili, and Rav Nachman didn't say anything back. Meshaper Ovid Leah Hadrili, and he was right not to say anything back. Why? Because my time, because Hosam Leah Trichul Levedina. By the case of our Mishnah, the Shimer doesn't want to have to go schlep to Bezin, so he pays for it voluntarily. He's the one who offered the money, and therefore the Mafkid understandably gives him the future Kefal payment. But Hacha Atrichel Levedina, but this guy's a jerk. He just doesn't pay. So when he had to seize his property, we're not going to give him the benefit of the additional yiker of the kipi of the jewelry. So we see from this idea of Rav Nachman that you have to give back the apanda, you take back the jewelry, that Shuma, the evaluation that Bezin makes, is Hadar, it goes back. And that's the assumption of why Rav Nachman said, he holds, whenever you make a mistake, you got to give it back. Gemara says it's not really a raya that Shuma is Hadar, because Shani Hasim, the Shuma betoy save. That's a real Shuma based on an actual objective mistake. To kohave kipi mikara. Look, Lamaisa, the jewelry was always there by the Shimer, we just couldn't find it, even at the time when Bezin took his apanda. So therefore you give it back because it was actually done betoy. So as we continue to talk about Shuma Hadar, it is an interesting machlekes rishonim whether or not, if you're Hadar, is it always his, or is it just a chiv, you've got to give it to him? Like, think about, if Shuma would be Hadar, do you have to make a new Maisa Kinyan? The Rambam is mashma, you don't need to make a new Maisa Kinyan. You're just Masalik, the person who was given it to him, the person who Bezin had given it to. Whereas the Ramban and the Rajba seem to say, you're mechuyev to give it, and it's a new Maisa Kinyan. Nafkamina might be a katan. Take a look at the Shach and Simon Kuf Gimel that discusses that. More about the Shuma Hadar, Omer Nar Dai. Shuma is Hadar ad Treser Yarchishata. For 12 months after the seizure, you would still be Hadar, assuming, you know, things got cleared up and you found it. V'omer HaMeimer, Anom Nar Dai, I'm from Nar Dai. Usfirli is Shuma Hadar Li'aylam. And I hold you could always return it. V'hilchasa, Shuma Hadar Li'aylam. Mishum Shinever, Vasisar V'yashar V'atayiv. So even though Me'ikar Hadin, you wouldn't have to do it because the Shuma would be permanent. But Vasisar V'yashar V'atayiv, which sounds more like a Lefnim Mishur Sadin idea, says that you should give back the Shuma once you found that missing object. That's the right thing to do. Okay, now, pshita, it's going to be pashit. Shamuli lebal chayv. If, let's say, Bezin seized somebody's property for a malva, v'ozel ihu, and then that malva went, v'shamu lebal chayv didei, and he gave that property that he was given to his own malva. Now, let's say the loiva produces the cash. Amrinan le, we tell the second malva, loy odif at megavra da'osis minei. You're no stronger than the guy who you got it from, meaning that first malva. So if the first guy has to give it back, then you would also have to give it back. Zabna, let's say the malva, the bal chayv, that now has taken this seized property, sold it, or he died, and therefore it went birusha to somebody. The yavam matana, or he gave it away as a matana, and then later on the leiva shows up with the cash, and now you want to know if you should go back on this thing and take it away from the recipient of these different yerushas or mechiras, etc. Vadei hani mikara daita da'ara nochas. The secondary people who received the matanais or the yerushas, they got into this arrangement with the intent to actually get the actual ara, the land itself. V'lava daita dezuzi nochas. They don't want to be paid off with the cash, and therefore Chazal do not require the recipient of these matanas and mechiras to give it originally back. Let's talk about a little more of a complicated case. Shamu lo isha v'insava. They seized property for a woman, then she got married. Oy shamu mina isha v'insava. Or they seized property from a woman, and then she got married. Umesa, then she died. So bal benichse ishto lekechave. The husband is considered in halacha as a lekech, klape his wife's nichse mulug, that he now is kaina when she dies. And therefore, le mahadr, he doesn't have to give that property if a leva would now offer cash to pay back whatever it was owed. Vole mahadrin and le, and also we don't return the property to him, meaning any property that was taken from his wife before he married her and then she died, if that leva would offer cash. To Omer Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina, Ba'usha Hiskinu, Ha'isha Shemachar B'nichse Mulu B'chaya Bailu, Meisa, Bal Moisim Yan Lekuches. We're proving that a husband has a din of a lekeach, and if a woman sells her nichse mulug while her husband's alive and then she dies, the husband can remove that property from the lekeach because he's considered like the earlier lekeach. But the point is that the husband is considered a lekeach, klape his wife's nichse mulug. Turning over to Amud Beis, Agbe Ihu B'chayvai, let's say where the leva himself offered the money. Let's say the leva himself offered this karka to his malva to pay it off. I should point out that Rashi keeps on using the words karka in this explanation, but it's not so pashut. Some rishonim say it could even work by metaltalin. But for our purpose, we're going with Rashi. Let's say this leva went ahead and offered the karka instead of the actual cash, and now later on he produces the cash. So pligi bar of acha v'ravina, chadam or hadra, you got to give it back to the leva. You got to give back that land to the leva. V'chadam or loy hadra, you know, doesn't go back to him. So mandam or loy hadra, that you don't give back the land to the leva, kasover ha'izvini malihi. That was a perfectly acceptable sale. To hum midaita de nafshi agbe. Umandomer hadra, the one who says that the property goes back because sover lays vini malihu, that was never really a good sale. Behind the agbe midaita, and this, he put up the land in order to kind of placate the malva. Voloi osi ladina machmas kisufu hu da agbe. He was embarrassed to go to the bezdin and deal with it, so therefore he gave the malva this property, but it's only temporary. As soon as he came up with the cash, he can get the property back. Umeimas achal peri. And from when can the malva now have the peris? Meaning, at what point does he actually get this property so he can actually be nehene from the karka? Rabba omer mechimatia adra. adrachta liyadeh. As soon as he gets the adrachta, the official document that says he can have the seizure. Abai Omer, edah b'chasumin zochen lay. As soon as that adrachta gets the chasimus from the edim, v'chishlimu yimei achrazta. They make a hachraza and they make a public announcement as soon as the sale is done. So even though he's received the adrachta and their signatures, etc., but the public auction is what allows that last step, and only then can he be nena from the payers. Zok the Mishnah, hasoicher para mechaveiro. If a guy does a schiris, he rents a cow. Now, when you rent something, you're allowed to have all the hana from it. So one of the hanos I want to do is I want to lend it to my buddy. The hishila la'acher. Now, umesa kedarka. What's the halacha when you borrow something in its mesa? Unless it's mesa machmas malacha, you're chayav for einsim, and therefore you got to pay for it. So who's he paying? He's paying the soicher. But the soicher himself is not mechuyev to pay the maskir because he's pater for death. It's an oinus. So what's the halacha? Yeshav hasoicher shemesa kedarka. As long as the soicher, meaning this guy who lent it to his buddy, as long as he makes a shvua that it died, he's scot free. V'hashoel yishalem l'soicher. And now the borrower pays the soicher. So if you think about it, the soicher just made money now because the shoel paid him, but he doesn't have to pay back the original masker. So Amar Beis, that can't work because ketzad alo is scher, but paros shel chaveray. You're making money off of somebody else's property. L'tachzer par l'bailim. You give back the value of that cow to the original soicher. That's the machlokes tanaim in our Mishnah. Amar leir of idi bar avin labaye. Ichti soicher b'may kani lahai par. How did the soicher make the kinyan that he would now be entitled to what the shoel is paying him? It's b'shvua. So v'nei malei masker l'soicher. Let the bailim tell the soicher dal ad v'dal shvua. So get rid of you and your shvua. I want you out of the picture here. V'ano mishtiina dina b'hadi shoel. I'll deal directly with this shoel over here. Remember, because the shoel is mechuyah for the einsim. Amar leih Abaye said misaver soicher b'shvua hu dekol kani leih. You're assuming it's the shvua is the catalyst for the chiyuv. Mishas misa hu dekani. It automatically happens al yedei the misa. V'shvua kidei l'hafes daito shel bal Abayis. The purpose of the shvua is only so this way he won't say it's going to be a pshia. But it's not the shvua that's mechayev of the mamon. So the shoel is taka mechuyev al yedei the misa to pay the soicher, and the soicher is not mechuyev to pay the maskir. So it comes out taka advar pella, unless you're going to say the svara in the Mishnah of ketzad halo oisus chayer but parosa shel chaveray. Amar Rebbe Zeira pa'amim shabaylam mishalman kama parosa soicher. I can give you a wild case that the owner is going to pay his soicher, his renter, many times over. When that would be counterintuitive. Hechi dummy, how would that be? Agrimine mea yaymi. Let's say I rented a cow from somebody for 100 days. Hunter shaylamine tishin yaymi. And now the owner subsequently went ahead and bartered back from the soicher for the first 90 days of those 100 days. Hadra agrimine tmanin yaymi. And then the soicher now nachamol rented it again for the 80 of those 90 days. Hadra shaylamine shivin yaymin. And then the owner subsequently went back and borrowed it back from the renter for the first 70 days. Umeisa the soicher mei she'elosa. And now the cow dropped dead during those first 70 days. The akol she'elu u'she'ela, for each and every she'ela that exists, mechayev chadapar, you got to pay for a whole cow. Omar le ravacha medifti l'ravina. Mechichadapar, it's only one cow that actually changed hands. So Ayla v'afka. It was brought and it came in and out of these different matzavim. So afka mischiris v'ayla l'she'ela. Afka mischiela v'ayla l'schiris. But you should only be chayev once for that last time of the she'ela. You're not going to be chayev. The she'ela shouldn't stack one on top of the other. So Omar le ravina told back to ravacha, mi isi l'par b'ina. Is the cow here denema lehachi? That you can argue that it's only about one cow. There's no cow that's be'en anymore. In other words, I'm asking you if the cow would be be'en. But the cow here is dead. So now it becomes two separate tevias of the mesa by its she'ela. And you're chayev twice. Mar bar vashi omar, ein loy alehen elishte parais. The soicher has a tevia against the maskir for two parais. Chada de she'ela, v'chada de schiris. One was the she'ela from that final she'ela that he did, and one for the remaining 20 days of the schiris itself. Shum she'ela achasi. All of the she'elas, they don't get stacked up. They're all considered one she'ela. Shum schiris achasi. And all of the renting is considered one. So since it's only one para that we're talking about, the second schiris and the second she'ela are not considered new transactions. We just look at this para as it moved between matzavim of schiris and she'ela. And therefore, the bailam was only going to pay for two different paras. And since the she'ela kani lagamri, since the soicher is permanently being kaina, the one that was paid for al yedei the she'ela, the schiris ovid by yemei schiruse, and uses the one that was paid for the schiris for the remaining days of the schiris, umahadra le lamari, and gives it back to the owner. So kom tochais, he's going to have two different tvias, one for the she'ela, one for the schiris, and he'll be paying one par for each of them. We're going to stop here and pick it up at Mirza Hashem tomorrow.